It's the Local Beat with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And I will give a quick side shout out to Vandemark Jewelers. Helped me out with a very, very nice Christmas gift with my girlfriend around the holiday season. So much love to them over at Vandemark Jewelers. But let's welcome in Mr. Dave O'Brien again from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Doing all right, Rocco. Doing all right.
Good to hear, Dave. Good to hear. And I wanted to start with this story from one of your colleagues, actually, Lena Yost. She had a nice story in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, centering, you know, around Elyria City Council potentially removing, four of its own seats as the city's Charter Review Commission will look over some proposed changes. So what are some of the details that you can share here with us?
So Elyria City Council currently has 11 seats on the board. There's seven ward seats, wards obviously 1 through 7, and then four additional at-large council seats. Basically, those are council people who represent the entire city, not just specifically the wards, but everybody. So anybody from around the city can go there and talk to their at-large council person and get things, you know, pushed around council or have their concerns heard. Every 10 years, the city starts a charter review commission that will basically take proposals and decide whether or not, you know, to change the city charter. So right now the charter says 11 seats on council, which is, by the way, as an aside, the largest, you know, city or village or any kind of council that I've ever covered. I was very surprised when I started off a little more than 2 years ago with the Chronicle Telegram that Elyria City Council had 11 seats. I had only seen bodies that had, you know, 7 or 9 maximum, but Elyria City Council has 11. So that's one of the things that the Charter Review Commission is going to discuss, is whether or not the city still needs 11. And there are a couple council people, including Councilman Phil Tillett, who's an at-large Democrat, on city council, who said, he would not support, you know, less representation for residents is what his argument was. Council President Vic Stewart said, you know, basically these at-large seats balance out the ward. So Lena did an awful lot of talking to the council persons who might be most affected by these potential changes. And it's not written in stone just yet. So there's still going to be some discussion. You know, Mayor Frank Whitfield said he wasn't aware of the proposal and didn't know if eliminating those seats would be the right answer. But you might be able to define the roles of at-large council people a little bit better. So there's going to be more discussion about this as the Charter Review Commission meets again, and their next meeting is at 5 o'clock on Thursday.
All right. Well, we'll certainly be on the lookout for more updates surrounding that story. Certainly some interesting details there, so we appreciate the insight on that one. Dave, the other story I wanted to touch on here with you this morning was about Avon's moratorium on short-term residential rentals. They've had some complaints about, you know, Airbnbs, and I know we kind of touched on something before we started recording a couple months back over in Bay Village, a bit of an issue with an Airbnb. So it seems like this recent story isn't the first kind of complaint or issue we've seen surrounding short-term residential rentals and Airbnbs. So again, surrounding this Avon moratorium on those, what can you share with us?
So for at least the next 180 days, you know, 6 months, in Avon, you're not going to be allowed to do any rentals in non-owner occupied residences for less than 30 days. Now, for above 30 days, that's fine. They're not going to kick out anybody or prevent anybody or send the police or zoning officials out to stop you from having a current Airbnb. But you're just not going to be allowed to do that, immediately for the next 6 months. While council discussed, just exactly what they want to have happen. Now, violating that moratorium could be a potential criminal charge, in municipal court. It's just a first degree misdemeanor. Likely not coming with any jail time, unless you're the most egregious offender that the judge has ever seen or that a jury has ever seen. But there was some interest in passing this moratorium after a resident complained to the city about an Airbnb rental being run out of a home in the Canalot Estate subdivision that had caused some problems there. People across the street were concerned about, who's going in, who's coming and going. There's been a lot of activity. There have been issues with these, and the vast majority of Airbnb rentals are just, work just fine. But this one especially was a problem. I've seen other ones where, you know, there have been large parties. It's been reported in state and national media, you know, large parties, lots of property damage, you know, in some of these instances. There was that instance in Bay Village, like we discussed again before we started recording. You know, back in 2019, there was a short-term rental with a house party that was busted by police. Nobody was apparently arrested, but these kinds of things, you know, Avon has a history of seeing this, especially, you know, during the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland. All hotels were full. Hotels down in Stark County were full. Hotels in Streetsboro, in Brimfield, were full. I remember from working in my past in my past life at another paper. There were people just crammed in everywhere they could be, and then people were renting out their homes and renting out rooms to just anybody who wanted them for large amounts of money. So this is something that Avon Council is going to consider looking at, you know, further, you know, down the line, again, probably in about 6 months. This passes an emergency measure, so the moratorium goes into effect immediately.
Understood. You certainly see why they are choosing to go this route with those short-term residential rentals. I will say, as a quick aside, my one experience with an Airbnb was out in California, actually. But it was very nice. It was pre-pandemic and everything. So, I mean, obviously circumstances surrounding those now are a bit different. But, yeah, I mean, certainly you can go one of two ways when you're dealing with Airbnbs and those rentals. You have those that stay civil and those that struggle with staying civil in that regard. So, Dave, moving right along here, any upcoming stories from you or any of your colleagues at the Chronicle-Telegram that we should be on the lookout for this week?
Well, we're going to have our daily breakdown of numbers of COVID-19 infections, as well as the I was working on the Lorain County Community Protection Team meeting today, and just, you know, county leaders discussing just exactly what it's going to what's going to be coming in terms of the next phase of vaccinations. The county currently is getting, you know, 500 to 1,000 doses here and there, has the capacity for far more vaccinations than they have actual doses of the vaccine. So there'll be a little bit more on that in the Chronicle-Telegram tomorrow.
All right, we'll be on the lookout for that. I know Governor DeWine discussing vaccinations in length during his news briefing on Tuesday, so that's certainly, you know, at the focal point of just about everybody's mind right now, right? When can they get that COVID-19 vaccine? So, Dave, we can close on this as we do each and every week here on The Local Beat, again brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. What do you have for us in the way of a scanner story?
Well, I'll give you one from, again, from our friends at NeoScan, Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. Disturbance reported in Cleveland, East 125th Street in Aspinwall. A Cleveland Fire Department arson investigator pulled over a car whose occupants had brandished a gun at a large funeral in the area and is requesting backup.
Ooh, boy. Well, that's... Oh, got to be careful there. Oh, my. Oh, boy. Yeah, get careful over there on East 125th. I'll say that much. Oh, boy.
Well, that's I don't know. You know, I don't know. I probably have been, but I don't know that I've known that I've ever been at a funeral where somebody was packing heat.
Yeah.
And maybe that's one of those situations where common sense dictates that you just leave the guns at home.
Uh-huh.
Just, exercise your Second Amendment right, which is guaranteed to all of us. But maybe when you're going to the funeral, leave the guns at home.
Yeah.
And if something happens, just keep them in the car. You know.
Yeah, I'll side with you on that. That feels like a sad and depressing enough day to. Yeah, maybe you just leave that one alone. But I digress. An interesting scanner story there nonetheless, Dave, so I appreciate it. Dave, that'll do it for this week's Local Beat. I appreciate the time and the insight as always, and I look forward to reading with what you and your friends over there at the Chronicle have this week for us, and I look forward to catching up with you next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.